Everybody please stand for the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, because I see some of the things that we're trying to do, myself, well, we have to put outside the library.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. The time is now 8:01. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers. He's absent, excused this evening.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. On behalf of the Scarpelli family, we'd like to thank the commissioners and your departments for all your efforts and support over the last couple of weeks. Pete would have really appreciated it. Thank you to everyone who sent the card, emailed, a message or came to the services. The outpouring of love and support was overwhelming and provided much comfort during this trying time. My dad dedicated a lifetime to public service, either volunteering in the community or sitting in this seat for 4 years or in that empty seat over there for 20 plus years. He taught our family love and discipline, kindness and strength, charity and hard work. He's left a hole in all our hearts, and I thank you again. You have just a moment of silence. Madam Clerk, minutes?
Yes, Mayor. We have Board of Commissioners meeting minutes for January 2nd, 2019. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Communications?
Yes, Mayor. Commissioner Mauro Tucci has submitted an event application for an outdoor concert on Franklin Avenue between Reland and High Street on Thursday, June 13, 2019, between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Motion, please.
Move.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The Knights of Columbus Holy Family Council has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle drawing on Sunday, April 28, 2019 at 1:05 p.m. at Holy Family Church located at 28 Brookline Avenue. I need a motion.
So move.
Commissioner Tucci?
Sorry, second.
I'm in second.
Okay.
Okay, you can do this one.
So Commissioner Evans is the second and Commissioner Tucci moved, is that
yes.
correct? Thank you. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Nelly Elks has submitted an application for a social affair permit for their St. Patrick's Day event to be held on Saturday, March 2nd, 2019 from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Located at 242 Chestnut Street.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The Nutley Chamber of Commerce has submitted an event application for their annual 5K fun run to be held on Sunday, May 5th, 2019 from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Well, we're going to switch with the agenda a little bit and turn it over to Commissioner Tucci. We have some guests here tonight.
Yes, we do, and I want to first start by apologizing. We tried to get out for 7:30, just we had too many pressing issues that we needed to talk to back there. So thank you once again for all being here, and on behalf of the board, it's my honor and my pleasure to offer these resolutions. Whereas on Saturday, March 2, 2019, the Nutley Irish American Association will hold its 41st annual St. Patrick's Day Parade to celebrate the legend and the spirit of St. Patrick through a fun, good old-fashioned parade and to promote an atmosphere of benevolence, friendship, and community spirit. And whereas St. Patrick's Day honors the cultural traditions of the Irish, but also the historic American commitment to embrace the multifaceted traditions of all immigrant people who have come to our shores, and whereas the Nutley Irish American Association celebrated its annual St. Patrick's Day Parade Grand Marshal Dinner on Saturday, February 2nd, at the Brownstone in Patterson, and whereas this year's Grand Marshal is Ed Sagers, and whereas Ed and his wife Karen have been married since 1976 and are the proud parents of Ed Jr. and Courtney and have been blessed with four beautiful grandchildren, and whereas Ed has been an active member of the Belleville community in numerous capacities, including service to the Chamber of Commerce, the School Board, Sports Associations, member and past president of the Lions Club of Belleville, past Grand Knight, and active member of the Belleville Knights of Columbus Council 835, life member of Catholic War Veterans, and an ardent supporter of St. Peter's Parish. And whereas Ed is proud to be associated with the Newark St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, where he has been a delegate, trustee, sergeant-at-arms, as well as a strong supporter and member of the Giblin Association. And whereas Ed was honored in 2012 as Man of the Year by the Belleville Irish American Association, and in 2015 he was presented the Community Service Award by the Kevin G. Kennedy Civic Association. Whereas this year's Deputy Grand Marshal is Noreen Havren, and whereas Noreen was raised in Nutley by her loving parents, Noreen and the late Owen Havren, and is one of four children, and whereas Noreen graduated from St. Mary's Grammar School and Paul VI Regional High School and continued her education at Seton Hall University, where she received a Bachelor of Science in Social Work and completed her studies at Kane University, where she received a Master's degree in Public Administration with a concentration in healthcare. And whereas Noreen is extremely proud of her Irish heritage, her maternal grandfather, Owen Lavin, hails from County Mayo in Ireland, and her great-grandparents, Nora and John Philbin, are from Kilnock, Brickens, County Mayo. Her paternal grandparents, Patrick and Margaret Havren, were first generation from County Roscommon. Whereas this year's parade queen is Kelly Cole, and whereas Kelly has always been proud of her Irish heritage with her ancestors hailing from County Cavan, and whereas Kelly currently resides in Nutley, graduating from Nutley High School in 2012, where she served as corresponding secretary of her class, as well as a member of the crew team, and whereas Kelly has always been an active part of the community, volunteering her time and donating to various food banks and toy drives. And whereas the 219 Member of the Year is Alan McGill, and whereas Alan was born and raised in Jersey City and Bayonne by his late parents Gene and Arthur McGill, along with his five siblings, and whereas Alan currently resides in Nutley with his wife Sherry and their three beautiful daughters, Lindsay Caitlin, Samantha Rose, and Jacqueline Root, and whereas Alan has been an active member of the community, volunteering for many organizations and events, including Nutley's Relay for Life team and post-parade cheer for the Nutley Irish American Association for over 5 years. And whereas this year's Firefighter of the Year is Richard Cavanaugh, and whereas Richard was born in Bronx, New York, before his family moved to Nutley in 1968, where he was raised by his loving parents, Edward and Catherine, along with his five siblings, and whereas Richard began his career as a firefighter in the township of Belleville on September 3, 1996, being promoted to lieutenant on March 28, 2006, captain on October 24, 2011, with the promotion to the rank of battalion chief on December 12, 2012, and whereas Richard has been a member of the Essex County Emerald Society for over 20 years, and in 2012 was nominated Firefighter of the Year, was honored in 2014 by the Irish Echo of New York City, and was given the First Responders Award. He received the State Silver Medal of Valor from New Jersey Firefighters Mutual Benefit Association, has been nominated to receive the Department of Defense Patriot Award, has served as Vice President of the Belleville Fires Association Local 229 from 2006 to 2010, and became President of Local 229 in 2010, where he is still currently serving. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, join with the citizens of Nutley to salute and congratulate our Grand Marshal, Ed Sagers, our Deputy Grand Marshal, Noreen Havren, our Queen, our Parade Queen, Kelly Cole, and our Member of the Year, Alan McGill, and our firefighter, Richard Cavanaugh, as they are honored here tonight. I so proudly move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye, and we look forward to a great parade.
Yes, we do. I want to thank everyone again. I mean, I've been doing this for well over a dozen years, and quite frankly, I think I should be honored one of these years. And I'm doing the Ancestry.com, so if I have even a scintilla of Irish in me, McHenry, there'll be a lot of pressure put on you, okay? But all kidding aside, you had a wonderful event on Saturday night. Your Grand Marshal dinner, once again, was outstanding. I mean, they just keep getting better and better. Your honorees are top-notch, and I don't know where you keep finding all these quality people, but please, President McHenry, keep up the good work. You and your committee, we love what you do. We love what you do for our township, and it's our honor to be associated with you and to salute and congratulate you. God bless all of you. We'd love to have a picture. Come on up.
Mr. President,
Tom McHenry, 550 Center Street, Nellie, New Jersey. President Nellie Irish. Mayor, Commissioners, I just want to say thank you for everything you do every year for us. This parade would not happen if it was for you five. And we're all honored to march behind you guys with us with the parade. This wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you guys. We're all over the state the month of March. I mean, and to me, not just being president, our parade's the best because it's a family parade. You go to other places, it's not chaos. It's, you know, they match with us. But ours, we give back to the community because what you do for us is outstanding. You know, your support. So we're there in your corner, you know, whatever you need. And I know you're over there for us. So just pray for a good day. And thank you for everything you do for us.
Thank you, Tom. And thank you all for all you do for the township. We're going to continue with the meeting. I don't know if you guys want to stick around or not, but all right, that's what I thought.
I think they want to pass Grand Marshal's making a beeline for the door there. Grand Marshal O'Mara.
Night.
Good night.
I was going to say something, but you said it so well. It was like, okay,
done. Is that what it was?
You ready for bills, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor.
Let's go to bills.
Because I thought so.
Bill List for February 5th, 2019. Public Affairs, $186,701.49. Revenue and Finance, $7,451,558.16. Public Safety, $139,093.76. Parks and Public Property, $864,147.39. Water Utility, $35,616.20. Total Payroll, $1,058,396.83, for a grand total of $9,932,713.46.
Move bills.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concern should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, move to Commissioner announcements. Commissioner?
Okay. Yes, sir. I have two. Joe, I just want to acknowledge your dad for his many years of service to the public and to the township. He had a wonderful sense of humor that I always enjoyed, but he was always passionate and caring about the town, and that's carried on from generation to generation. So just want to acknowledge that and recognize the passing of your dad.
Thank you.
I have a second item. Do I do it here? Is I want to announce that there's been every meeting there's questions about what's happening with the MECA in, review and the settlement. I'm here tonight. I can announce that we've now reached a settlement, and that settlement agreement has been signed. So, Joe, do you want me to talk about that now?
We're about to go around the table and come back.
All right, fair enough. And so we'll be talking about that in 1 minute. Stay tuned.
Commissioner?
Yes, thank you. I'd also like to publicly extend my condolences to the entire Scarpelli family. Pete was a little extra special to me because when I came on this board in 2000, Peter Scarpelli was our mayor at the time, and he was an outstanding mayor. He was a guy that kept everybody in the loop. Everybody knew what was going on all the time. He was always reaching out, all right? He loved this town. He went above and beyond, all right? And in the course of doing all that, which we still do to this day, we had a lot of fun with Pete.
Yep.
Pete brought us swing night. Pete brought us family day. Pete brought us so many things, all right, that were so obvious, but nobody noticed, all right? But he had that unique quality, all right, to pick out those little things and to bring them to everyone's attention. And as far as I'm concerned, and I've watched a lot of great mayors like Petracco, Scarpelli, Joseph, Mayor Arecchio, Mayor Chenoweth, Mayor Kelly, you go down the list, Mayor Cacciola, Pete Scarpelli was absolutely one of the best mayors this township ever had. And I just want to thank you and your family for loaning him to us. And I know he's up there looking down at us, all right, and saying, you guys better do the right thing because it's still my town, and we will.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you and your family, Joe.
Commissioner.
Yeah. You know, I just like to reiterate kind of the text I sent to you, Joe. You know, it's no secret that you and I have been very competitive since we came on this board. But I sent Joe a text, you know, when I heard about the passing of his dad, and unfortunately I couldn't make the funeral because I was at the hospital with my own mother that day. But I just told a little story to Joe about, you know, the deli and how Pete and Jimmy Blanda and a cast of other characters used to come in the deli every single day. And we had so many laughs there, Joe. It was incredible. I mean, that lunch hour, you know, for those years were really a special time, you know, and a lot of people don't know this, but Joe's dad and I always exchanged Christmas presents. And one year, Fran went and got him a pan that had the grill marks in it because he loved to grill chicken at the store. So, you know, it's just a tribute to your dad. And one thing that I've been saying to people is that, you know, again, I apologize for missing the funeral. But, you know, Pete was there for the people, you know. And I'll never forget, Joe, when he was sitting in this chair over here, when I was thinking about running for commissioner, I started coming to some of the meetings, and I'll never forget what he said. And it stayed with me all these years about when a budget went down for the Board of Ed, and the commissioners were really put in a terrible spot to have to make a decision. And I'll never forget what your father said, and I hope we all carry this to us today, is that I can't vote for something that the people already voted on, and the people have spoken, and I have to cast my vote no, agreeing with the people of the town. And I think that's the character your father leaves behind, is that he wasn't afraid to stand out in a crowd and make a tough decision and say it the way it is, but, you know, he believed in kind of the democracy of, you know, when the people speak, we have to listen. And that was a good man, Joe, and I'm going to miss him.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Commissioner?
It's hard to follow that.
Well, I know, but harder for me.
Just for everyone's benefit, there's been a significant period of time that we've had to go through to evaluate what went on in terms of the violations and the associated with the Mecca property. In order to do that, we have previously discussed that we did an independent review. Had someone come in from Montclair to go through the property and identify what would be the violations in those properties, as well as a file review to see if he was in compliance with the terms of any of the decisions.
Oh, all right. We okay now? You okay
yes,
now?
Can you hear?
All right.
Yes.
So,
yes, thank you.
So as part of that review, it became clear that on our side there were some mistakes that were made, and there was also some actions that the builder took that he shouldn't have. So the next step was to summarize those violations and provide him with notice that based upon our review, the things that we identified, that we were noticing him of those violations and that we were going to take all remedies that were available to us to address it. After we took that step, we spent time to, one, understand how do we address this as a governing body, and two, how do we address what are the legal risks that we faced, because there were quite a few that had to be evaluated. In addition to those steps, you remember back in May we announced the change in leadership in the code department, and right now we have an outside consultant in who's doing some prospective best practice type reviews of procedures just to make sure that some of the things that occurred in the past can't happen again, and those changes are being looked at right now. Based on the advice of counsel and that a legal evaluation, which I'll defer to counsel on, it was determined that the best approach for the township was to approach a settlement. The litigation was expected to be a protracted litigation if we were to pursue it, and the outcome was unclear as to the fact of whether or not we would prevail. So in terms of the settlement, the total amount of the settlement that the builder, Mr. Mecca, will pay the town is $1 million. That covers $100,000 of that amount, covers any costs we incurred, including the review that's going on right now. As far as the specific apartment, a bedroom of violations that, that existed. The fine attributed to that is $200,000, and the balance of $700,000 relates to the settlement with regard to the density issue that exists with the units on East Center Street. In total, we will be receiving that money in installments over the next 4 years, $300,000 this year, $250,000 the next 2 years, and $200,000 in the final year. In taking the money in, the question is, what do we do with it? And how do we address that for the benefit of the taxpayers? So there were a number of things that, that were looked at, but one of the more significant things that we face as a town is that we've been ordered by the Essex County Board of Taxation to revalue the township. That occurred last time in 2005, and it cost the township taxpayers over $900,000, approximately $950,000, to actually hire an outside appraisal company to come in and look at every single property in town. Given the fact that we now have been ordered to do that again for 2020, the monies that we collect will be set aside to offset that cost. So because of collecting this money, we will be able to avoid having to pass on almost $1 million in cost to the taxpayer to address the Essex County order to revalue the town. So in summary, the violations of the apartments, just to be clear, any of the violations in those apartments where it relates to the offending bedrooms have to be eliminated. They have to be eliminated by or before the end of the current lease term of the tenant. And there's a significant amount of landlord-tenant issues that you get involved with when you are disrupting a tenant under a lease agreement. However, the settlement requires that the owner will need to relocate the tenants at his own expense in order to free up those apartments to correct and eliminate the offending bedroom. He will not get a CO for those apartments until that happens. So while they're currently occupied by a tenant, we're not disrupting that, but before the end of the lease term, that will have to be addressed. There's another element, simply to address the fact that certain units have superintendent apartments in it. So to ensure that those remain superintendent apartments, the owner has an annual requirement to certify that those are occupied by a superintendent for the buildings where the super units exist. So in total, while it's unfortunate that it occurred, the matter has been settled, and the total settlement amount is $1 million. Alan, is there anything that you need to add?
Yes, just in terms of this settlement agreement, as we have promised, it will be made public starting tomorrow. If anybody wants to get a copy, they just reach out with an OPR request to the clerk and they'll get a copy. There's a settlement agreement and there's an Exhibit A. Exhibit A, talks about the specific requirements for each particular building, and some of which has already taken place in terms of conversions, and others that will take place going forward. We'll be working with the code department to make sure that that is done smoothly and in accordance with the agreement. There's also some technical requirements that the builder still has to comply with relative to the purchase of Springer Lane, and also some parking requirements that they have to meet in terms of documentation, which we will oversee. This settlement, I believe, is a reasonable and valid settlement on the basis that the research that we conducted, my partner, Angelo Cifelli, who's a zoning expert and been a land use attorney for over 30 years, represented the Newark Zoning Board and the Essex County Planning Board for over 35 years, has done the research, and based on our review of the law, we think this is an appropriate settlement of the potential litigation. If not settled, this would cost the taxpayers a lot of money in legal fees and would probably go on for years. So under those circumstances, we believe that this is a reasonable and appropriate settlement under all the conditions and all the circumstances, and is the subject of a negotiation, but a very hard negotiation that unfortunately took a long time, but we wanted to try to get it right. We wanted to try to make sure we address every detail, and so the tighter the agreement, the better the settlement, and we believe we've reached that. So that's what I can tell you. And I think once the public sees the agreement, they'll understand the complexity of it, the detail of it, and the requirements of the developer now going forward to make sure that they are in complete compliance as we work with code enforcement to make sure this never happens again. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to ordinance introductions. Commissioner Petrocchi.
Yes.
Ordinance
number, where am I? 3413, we're going to table one more time tonight, and I'm going to introduce ordinance number 3415, an ordinance to amend the salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey. I move that this ordinance be passed to the second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun with notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on, is it March 14th?
March 5th.
March 5th, 2019. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petrocco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you.
Commissioner Evans, you want to explain about the public hearings?
Yes. There's two ordinances on time for public hearing, 3411 and 3412. These will be tabled tonight one more time. There are further discussions that have cropped up over the last 2 days, and there's a meeting actually tomorrow which should address what has become some of the recent open items. I hope to have these on the agenda at our next meeting once those discussions are completed. So they're tabled for this evening.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci, resolutions?
Yes, Mayor. Whereas resolution number 18-19 was adopted by the Board of Commissioners on January 15, 2019, awarding a contract to Sal Electric Company, 83 Fleet Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, for the provision of electrical services, and whereas due to a typographical error, said resolution stated an incorrect amount for prices for material paid by the contractor and must therefore be amended to read materials plus 10% as stated in the bid proposal submitted by Sal Electric Company on December 27, 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Resolution 18-19 is hereby amended as stated above. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petrocco. Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be it resolved by Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for surplus equipment that is no longer in use by the Township. The equipment vehicles are as listed. Department of Parks and Public Property. The first one is a 2000 Bluebird Model F127-217 bus, mileage 75,675 miles. The second is a 1991 GMC Topkick truck, 41,277 miles. The third is a 1995 Ford F450 Super Duty truck, 66,258 miles. Be it further resolved that the equipment is to be sold as is and where is, and bids are to be received on Wednesday, February 27, 2019 at 11 a.m. prevailing time in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petrocco. Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas the Township of Nutley through the Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to acquire specialized and professional services for site investigations for Father Glotzback Field, and whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from the date of contract award, and whereas Viridian Environmental Consultants, P.O. Box 3009, Upper Upper Montclair, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicating they will provide such services for a sum not to exceed $16,500, and whereas Veridian Environmental Consultants has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Veridian Environmental Consultants from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account 3372A in the amount of $16,500 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, enter into a contract with Veridian Environmental Consultants as described herein, and be it further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and the determination of value be placed on file with this resolution, and be it further resolved that a notice of this action shall be printed once in the Nutley Sun in accordance with local public contracts law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans, will you also take Commissioner Rogers' resolution?
Sure. I'll read Commissioner Rogers' resolution. He has one resolution for this evening, and it's a budget transfer. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS-48:4-59, the following transfers of the 2018 appropriation reserve be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. From the Department of Health, O&E, $10,000 to garbage and trash removal, $10,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
I have three resolutions this evening. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of tax charges in the amount of $4,110.54 for the accounts included and the amounts included in this resolution. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Board of Commissioners adopted Resolution 27518 on December 4th, 2018, whereas this resolution authorized the engagement of the law firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, and Taylor as counsel for the Township of Nutley concerning litigation related to the Township's affordable housing obligations. Whereas that resolution stated that funds are available for this purpose from account T26909902. Whereas the Township wishes to amend that resolution, being that funds are available in account 901-226-205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer pending the adoption of the 2019 budget. Basically, just correcting an error that it was charged to the wrong account. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that we hereby amend Resolution 27518 to make funds available from account 901-226-205. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Code Enforcement Department received a permit fee in the amount of $716 from StarTech Construction located at 242 High Street. Whereas it was determined by the construction official that the applicant does not require a fire subcode application for this property. Whereas the construction official has determined that the fire subcode fee of $50 shall be refunded to StarTech Construction Corp. Whereas funds will be available from account C 01904903. It's a refund. They are available in that account. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund the fire subcode fee in the amount of $50 to StarTech Construction. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Kevin Husky, an employee in the Department of Public Safety, be granted a medical leave of absence without pay, effective January 2019 through February 15, 2019. Before I move this, I'd just like to say Kevin is one of the best crossing guards we have. He's usually on the corner of Chestnut and Franklin Avenue by the florist there, which is an extremely busy corner. He really had a scary heart issue where he was helicoptered to another to another hospital, actually to Hackensack. And I actually didn't know it. I saw him at the store after this all happened, and I just want to wish him a really speedy recovery. He's really a stellar, stellar man with a great family and does an excellent job because people fight to get off that corner that Kevin's been on all these years. So I just, I'll move this, and I wish him the best, all my best.
Second. And I wish him the best also.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. My next resolution is the State of New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety Division of Criminal Justice. A resolution approving participation with the State of New Jersey federal grant program administered by the Division of Criminal Justice, Department of Law and Public Safety, whereas the Township of Nutley Police Department wishes to apply for funding for approximately $60,000 with a match of $162,875.94 for an approximate project total cost of $222,875.94. For a project under the 2018-2019 State of New Jersey Safe and Secure Grant Program. And whereas the Nutley Board of Commissioners have reviewed the accompanying application and has approved said request. And whereas the project is a joint effort between the Department of Law and Public Safety and the Township of Nutley Police Department for the purpose described in the application. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Nutley Board of Commissioners that, one, as a matter of public policy, the Township of Nutley Police Department wishes to participate in the fullest extreme possible with the Department of Law and Public Safety. Two, the Attorney General will receive funds on behalf of the applicant. Three, the Division of Criminal Justice shall be responsible for receipt and review of applications of said funds. Four, the Division of Criminal Justice shall initiate allocations to each applicant as authorized. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
So ordered.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas the Township of Nutley need to acquire the services of an independent planning expert to assist the Zoning Board of Adjustment as a non-fair open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.4-20.5 as appropriate. Whereas the Zoning Board of Adjustments of the Township of Nutley wish to retain an independent planning expert to assist the board in reviewing evidence submitted with respect to applications submitted, and whereas Section 85.13 and 85.14 of Chapter 85 of the Code of the Township of Nutley empowers the board to appoint such staff as the board may deem necessary. Whereas Paul Rickey of Rickey Planning, 10 Georgian Way, Clark, New Jersey, is willing and able to provide such an expert review of plans, applications, and other documents and matters submitted before the board to be paid at a rate of $120 per hour, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is from January 1st through December 31st, 2019, whereas funds are available from the applicant's escrow deposit developer's accounts. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, authorizes a contract of Rickey Planning to assist the Zoning Board of Adjustment with respect to applications submitted. Be further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and determination of value will be placed on file with this resolution. Be further resolved that a notice of this action be printed in the Nutley Sun in accordance with the local public contract law. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications were received from the following organizations: Knights of Columbus, number 14712, Holy Family Council, license number 6-19, off-premise merchandise raffle to be held Sunday, April 28, 2019, Friends of Phoenix Center Foundation Incorporated, license number 719, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, and license number 8-19, Casino Night, both to be held Friday, May 3rd, 2019, whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the Municipal Clerk and the Police Department. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved. The Municipal Clerk was authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley honors the heritage of African Americans and acknowledges their many contributions to our nation, our state, and our township. Whereas Dr. Carter Goodwin Woodson established Black History Month in February of 1926, choosing a month that marks the birthdays of two important men who greatly impacted the African American population, Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass.
And whereas in the year 1976, the observance was expanded to Black History Month celebrating freedom, equality, and opportunity, and in 1996 renamed National African American History Month. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, celebrate National African American History Month 2019 and honor the many achievements and contributions made by African Americans to our economic, cultural, and spiritual development in our nation, our state, our township. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with provision of RS 48:40-59, the following transfers of 2018 appropriation reserves be in the same way are hereby authorized and approved. From City of Newark Water, $20,000, to Passaic Valley Water, $20,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Good evening. Ben Wallace, 106 Hopper Ave. I have a question for the Mayor. I'd like to know if there's any policy on the public portion of the open comment at the meeting. The reason I ask is that I noticed that the format has changed a few different times. I also noticed that some of the questions have gone unanswered. It seems to me that the more the citizens of Nutley search for transparency and accountability, the more roadblocks come up. So I'm going to go back to the questions that were unanswered for me the last time I asked. Regarding the township handbook, I asked, one of the questions I asked that was unanswered is whose responsibility was the town handbook? And it also states that it's supposed to be updated annually, and it hasn't been, obviously. And why does it take 21 years to update a handbook? Okay, and my final question regarding that handbook is on the last page of it, there's a stamp with a different town's name. And I was wondering, did we borrow that from another town? My next question is for me personally. My sidewalks in front of my house are a mess. Now, a couple times I have emailed our sidewalk inspector. I didn't get an email back, but I did in August get a phone call from somebody from the DPW. They stated that they were looking at my sidewalks. They found out that there was damage to them, and they will be replacing them soon. Okay, so that was in August. The sidewalks have gotten worse. I noticed that it's not just my house. There's plenty of other areas in town. Now, just to make it clear, my sidewalk was damaged from the town tree. And a lot of residents are unclear or not aware that if the town tree disrupts the sidewalk, it then becomes their responsibility. So I also called my insurance company because I don't want the responsibility, and they said it is not my responsibility. I do have little kids living right next door to me that are constantly going back and forth. One of these days, I know one of them is going to get hurt. So I would like to find out when. I mean, I understand we're in the middle of winter now, but when these could be fixed, because it's really getting worse. It's really getting worse. Now I have like 3 inches of water that I have to cross over just to get to my stairs. The curb is out about 6 inches. Lastly, I'd like to know, I noticed in the paperwork that was submitted that regarding the overtime, time and a half, certain people aren't going to get it. And I just was curious, who is our municipal engineer? I didn't even know we had one. I know we used to have one. I see they don't get overtime. The superintendent doesn't get overtime, so on. So that was just out of curiosity. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wallace.
Mayor, can I answer one of his questions?
Sure.
If you don't mind. Mr. Wallace, as far as the township tree is concerned, the sidewalk that was damaged as a result of that, you should be calling the Parks Department. That comes under our purview. I will forward your address. That's 106 Hopper. Is that correct? To Mr. DeMeo, who's here, and I'm sure he's writing that down as we speak, and as soon as the weather breaks, we will, in fact, repair that sidewalk for you. Okay, that's not a DPW responsibility. That's a Parks Department responsibility. So we can take care of that. No problem. I just wanted to clarify that. Sorry, Mayor.
That's right. I'll add on to Commissioner Tucci that we work together on some of these issues.
Yes, we do.
To resolve some of the sidewalk issues. I will advise Mr. Wallace, I'm not an attorney, I'm not an insurance expert, but I think if your insurance company said that you're not responsible for those sidewalks, that may not be correct. They're on your property. So just a word of advice. Mr. Genitempo, do you want to address the handbook issue?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I don't know what the reference was to another town. I haven't seen that. In fact, I thought I could hopefully finalize it today and get it distributed, but our new one will be ready. We're not required to change it every year. We're required to review it to make sure that it's still a valid document, which we have done over the years. But I expect by the next meeting, the commissioners, and I hope to have this to them by tomorrow or the next day, a final draft of all those two documents, and we... I just started. That wasn't 5 minutes for me.
I'm sorry.
That was about 30 seconds.
Got a fast clock.
Yeah, and I fully expect the commissioners will be okay with it, and we'll adopt it by resolution at the next meeting. It'll be distributed soon thereafter to all the employees. But we have had a valid handbook in place, and it's supposed to be distributed to every new employee, and from my understanding is it is... We're a little bit of a disadvantage because of our form of government. We kind of have five different sections, but you know, unfortunately, Kevin Harkins undertook to redo it, and yeah, of course, we know what happened to Kevin, and just took me some time to get around it. But hopefully, we'll be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tempo. Well, as far as the municipal engineer is concerned, our municipal engineer is Todd Hay. He is an employee of Pannoni Engineering. And that's who our official town engineer. He is not paid as an employee of the township. He is part of our contract with Pannoni. So even though that language is still in the ordinance, currently he is not a township employee. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Hi, good evening, everybody. My comment is about the parking.
State your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Annalise Spence, and I live at 302 Harrison Street. My comment is about the parking ordinance that was recently put into effect on Conduit Place. The ordinance restricts commuter parking, but it states that parking decals are available to residents on Conduit Place. This is problematic because Conduit Place actually doesn't have any residences. This is a side street with no driveways or addresses. All of the residences that border Conduit Place do have their own driveways and also their own street parking in front of their houses on either White Terrace or Highfield Lane. My question is, if those homes are eligible for the parking decals, as a net late homeowner and taxpayer, am I also eligible to apply for one of the parking decals?
Are you guys having a problem with commuter parking over there?
Personally, yes, I am, because that was where I parked, and give or take.
So you were parking on Conduit?
Yes.
So you live on Harrison, but you were going over there and parking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of, I'm kind of in the middle of a nowhere, no great commuter options. I've tried a few. So now I am parking on Washington Avenue, which is a pretty long walk down a street with no sidewalks.
Yeah, you know, we did this as a pilot program, and we are getting phone calls from Nutley Ave now that people are parking
and we just seem to be pushing the problem around, and that's a big reason why we did it as a pilot program right now to address some of these issues. You know, that's something we have to look into, because the thing that my goal is not to chase Nutley people out of Nutley like yourself that are saying I'm trying to commute and it's a long walk and all that stuff. You know, I'm going to have Sam write that stuff down, and maybe you could exchange numbers and we could have a conversation about it, because we're trying to build enough information to get to a better situation of a bad situation, because yeah. When you live at these houses and everybody's parking in front of them, people are complaining, you know, and I feel their pain. You know, at first we thought a lot of the people that were doing that were from out of town, you know, so when we have somebody from town, that's an issue. I mean, does that trolley more go by Harrison, or how does the trolley work?
I'm not sure that's part of the route, but if there is a need, we can obviously redirect it. If we have enough folks to pick up there that need to get transportation.
Right. Yeah, and that's definitely an option that I'm open to, but I kind of like my commute. I kind of liked parking there. I like getting on my bus at that particular stop. It's very convenient for me in general. And again, that street is currently not being used at all. I don't think I've seen parking on it one time because they have parking. So looking out their window to see one car parked, two cars, three cars, however many homeowners that actually are using that particular street for a couple hours, I don't know. I do understand how 16 cars becomes a problem, but from my perspective, it's not their street. It's just as much my street, and I should be able to park there as well.
Yep, and a couple months ago, there was 30, 40 people telling us that it is their street, and it's
30 or 40.
And I know it's not technically. I know it's not, but you know, we're trying to make a very difficult situation a little better. And I have to tell you, at the end of this, I don't know that it is going to be any better or worse. So, again, that's why we did it as a pilot, and we're open to the discussion. So I hear what you're
excellent.
Saying.
And in the meantime, is it possible to be eligible for a decal?
I would have to say the answer to that right now is no, but we could discuss it. I don't think from what we've drawn up that it is an option if they're
there's no residence on that street. There's not an address on that street.
Yeah. Sam, why are you talking to the mic this way they could hear you?
Sam, 19 Dogwood Lane. The reason the conduit was included in that was because there were a lot of cars getting there at 5 o'clock in the morning. They were slamming their doors. They were emptying their trash. And it was a real hindrance to the homeowners on those corners. So that's why, for those couple people that did that, they were interested. And that thing was a constant problem.
Yeah, I remember.
The homeowners are allowed to park on the street.
They're also allowed to get decals to park there.
I think, Sam, what I think we should do is why don't we exchange information? Because we could debate it all night here, back and forth. And I just want to let you know, I think you bring a good point to view. And maybe we can extend that. But it's something that we have to look into.
Thank you.
Commissioner, you made it a six-month pilot. So
yes.
You're going to review those issues after 6 months. So.
And this is really good that you came, because that's part of the process. What we want is to get as much feedback and see what's going to work.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none,
move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci. Commissioner Tucci? Yeah.
Commissioner.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Good night, everybody.
The time is 8:59.
Move down there, but remember, things will start to say.